show.
Shoot, there's a full bedroom set in here.
Yeah, it looks like IKEA. Is that a mom?
It's almost a full bedroom in
it's
here.
It's actually an Ipkiss.
Ipkiss.
An Ipkiss.
An Ipkiss.
Yeah, this is the IKEA Stanley Ipkiss. It was named after Jim Carrey's character in The Mask. And as you can see, it's all designed very similar to his apartment.
Todd, are you living in here now?
I mean,
because you are in a robe, drinking a hot cup of coffee, and it seems like you just rolled out of bed. You do have a shower cap on.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm.
So you know he sleeps in a shower cap too.
Do you sleep in a shower cap, or are you heading to the shower soon, and you don't want to mess your hair up?
Well, you guys caught me. I sleep in a shower cap. You see, I tend to, at night, sometimes I'll try to drink water, and in my days of sleepiness, I'll spill it all over myself. And I don't want to go back to sleep with wet hair, so I just wear the shower cap.
So, but you are pretty much soaked from the neck down.
Yeah. Well, see, as you can see, there's an empty pitcher over there. That's my water pitcher that I keep next to my bed. And, I try to get a few drops every night, but I really drink that water in a day, so I'll spill it all over myself.
You look dehydrated. Doesn't look like you're getting any of the water in your mouth.
No, and I'll tell you what, I thought this coffee would help, but it's doing the opposite.
No, come on, Todd. Good grief, man. I'll tell you what, I think you need to figure out something, man, because I'm worried for you, honestly. I feel like every time I see you, you look a little bit worse.
Well, I had a good thank you.
No, it's not a compliment. It's the opposite of a compliment. Todd, I'm worried about you.
I had a great lead on a place. It was a bachelor, which is, I guess, what I am now.
Come on, Todd.
No, it is.
Wow, you're accepting it.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, it's either go to jail because of a restraining order or say the words, we are divorced, you know. You say the words. And
that was the ultimatum? It was either go to jail or just say you're divorced?
Well, I broke the restraining order again, according to my wife and the law.
Which was on a second date with me.
That's right. I have fallen in love with your lunch lady alter ego.
Bethany Hart.
Bethany Hart.
Yes, and I very much, while I am Bethany, am very much in love with you.
Yeah. And we were really hitting it off. And for our second date, I know that this is not what you wanted, but I tried again to show you off to my ex-wife. And she said, this is the last straw. And she called the cops and... You know, I think it's an unfortunate restraining order. How are you supposed to stay 25 feet away from the woman you love? But
the restraining order is a 25 foot restraining.
25 feet.
That's
right.
Pretty
bad.
Small.
Honestly, you could throw a rock that far, Todd.
And I've tried. I can't.
You have a terrible arm.
No. And don't throw rocks at women, Todd.
I was standing 26 feet away from my ex-wife
and her new boyfriend,
and I tried to peg him, and I couldn't.
We were both throwing rocks at his ex-wife.
You tried to peg him to return the favor, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
we were.
Well, I was publicly stoned by my ex-wife's new boyfriend, the 17-year-old basketball star.
A biblical punishment out in the town square.
And people, I thought they would come. When people started coming out, I thought they were going to come out and say, no, stop it. But they gathered around and they cheered and they wanted
hooting.
A bloodbath.
They were hooting and hollering.
It was chaos in the town
what
square.
What is his
Bible
name?
Times.
That kid, there's something about that kid. When he's doing something, you just want to get behind it.
I refuse to remember his name.
He gave a couple people leprosy.
That's right. That's right. He did an opposite Jesus.
That's what he was saying in the town square.
And somehow this guy's
opposite Jesus.
And somehow this guy's the hero. I don't understand, honestly, Todd. I mean, I respect you more than a lot of people.
Recording?
Oh, good God. Yeah, we've been recording this whole time. Hang on. Well, hey, hang on. We'll get back to it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge. This is the first, best, and only podcast relevant to Hamilton High School students and the issues they experience. I, of course, am your host, Mr. Howard Levis, joined by my three colleagues. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Todd Padre. theater teacher and director of the upcoming student one-man show starring me.
Hi, I'm previously Bill Cravey, now Bethany Hart. Bill was the Spanish teacher and also the basketball coach. He was fired. I returned to the school dressed as a woman and was hired as the main lunch lady, Bethany Hart.
My name is Sam Weatherman. I run Crazy Limousines, and I am the one-stop shop for all.
You got the name you wanted.
You trademarked it.
Yeah, baby.
Crazy Limousines, okay. Now,
I would assume that you would try to lean away from the fact that your driving is crazy, and that's what scares people.
If anything, it should have been straight down the middle of the road limousines.
What do they say? Any publicity is good publicity. So,
I feel
when
like
they
this
put
is
me on the news as crazy man crashes in a crazy fashion, I said, hey, that's 1-2, and I'll make it
Sam,
three.
I don't
crazy
know.
Crazy Limousines, we're taking you to the prom this year. I also used to teach driver's ed and ASB.
Yeah, that is right. You were relieved of duties.
Yes, I wasn't fired. I'll still be getting pay, but I was relieved of my duties.
Hold on, how did you work that out?
What?
How did you work that out?
Because it turns out I'm a pretty big deal, and they can't.
Well, you're tenured here, right?
Yeah, I'm tenured here.
You recently became tenured.
Yeah, they said that everybody feels bad for me, so they can't fire me or something. I didn't really get it, but I'm happy.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm driving and crashing limousines full time now.
Yeah, well, your first ride was a local country celebrity, Kenny Flipman.
Yeah.
And he didn't even get into the car before you crashed it. That's right.
I was backing up in his cul-de-sac. He's got a beautiful house over on Stanford Ranch Road, and I was backing into his cul-de-sac.
Now, wait, were you just starting to back up, or did you make your way to his house in reverse?
Well, it was a big problem. I accidentally went there, nose in, realized there's no way I'm going to be able to get back out of here.
Okay.
So I'm backing out of his cul-de-sac, and I clip three cars, and so I make the turn, and then I'm backing in, and I clip the other three.
You
on the
just
other side.
Counted on your hand. It looked like you counted more than three, but then you decided to say three.
Oh, sorry. I hit three sets of three cars. I hit nine cars on the first side, 12 on the second.
Good.
Anyway,
gosh.
Crazy Limousines, come and get them. We have popcorn in the back.
Come and get them.
And hold on. I saw you driving by the other day very scarily in reverse, and there's no...
Was I wearing my mask?
Yes. You were wearing a mask.
Okay.
You were wearing...
Oh, this was Thursday then.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that mask of?
Huh? Oh, it's like a human face, but it's bigger.
Yeah.
So it looks really crazy. It looks like a guy with a head that wears like a size 12 hat is driving.
It's upsetting. It's like a Ron Perlman kind of face.
Way bigger. But yes.
But there's no receptacles for this popcorn in the back. It's just loose in the back of the limousine.
Yeah, like
correct?
I said, we have popcorn in the back. Bring your own tub.
Well, that'll be good for anybody who gives it a shot on prom night this year. We say stay safe, and in this case, I think that means don't drive drunk, and also maybe choose a different means of transportation besides
Crazy Limousines. How are ticket sales for the prom?
Sold out. Miss Holloway, though, is currently in a coma. From what I understand, she
was a stampede.
It was a stampede because they had to reissue tickets due to some mistakes that were made in the first round, and everybody was going to get their new tickets.
And she was already in the hospital, right?
The mistake was an address mistake that was addressed to Todd's play, right?
Todd had changed
strips.
Huh? Is that so?
You know this, Todd.
So all these prom tickets. Well, as you all know, some idiot scheduled prom on the same night as the opening night of my one-man show. The story of my life, Todd Padre, a one-man show, and then
which is also co-starring your class, right? Which it should be for them.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a lot of the theater students and parents were a little upset that the students were not able to act in the play, so I made them trees, and that was upsetting to everybody. So I said all 45 of them could open for me. They could be 5 minutes. Now a lot
each
of people
are
saying,
combined.
What's that?
Each are combined. Okay.
A lot of people are saying, you know what? That's stand-up, not theater.
Right.
So I said, well, what the hell do you want from me? So I'm letting these kids write up a show, and they can do it. They get 5 minutes before my play. They're my opening act, and they can write a one act and do whatever the hell they want with it.
You're
but
not
come see my play
either.
Afterwards. I'm really getting out a lot of stuff about my marriage, a lot of things I'm going through. It's all based on truth and reality, and I really hold up a mirror to society.
I read in the paper there was in the crime reports. It looks like your daughter reported to the police that you tortured her for information about your play.
Well, that's right. As you know, my daughter is cash poor.
Yes, she has a lot of assets that she's trying to sell around town.
That's right. And I ended up. We got a Diet Coke spill.
Uh oh! All over your new bed.
Right. Oh God and damn it!
So at least it didn't get on your hair.
Oh, yeah. See, now if you all had been wearing shower caps, this wouldn't be an issue.
Wipe it up with
Wipe
your shirt.
Up with your flannel.
Oh, Jesus. Now, that flannel is already soaked with a lot of Diet Coke already, it looks like. Is that something you regularly do, Howard?
All the time. I'm a spiller.
Oh, no, that's not a flannel. That's a Levi's denim.
Yeah.
Levi's denim made to look like a flannel.
Yeah.
Different shades of denim.
Sorry. And we're wiping this up.
Now, are we going to let the cat out of the bag on this?
Hello. Hello. Craig, how are you? Thank you for bringing in those paper towels. It's just me, Bethany, lunch lady.
Thanks for bringing in the paper towels, Craig. Our lunch lady Bethany is doing the podcast now instead of Bill Craig.
Yes, I'm not him. Goodbye. That was close.
Close call.
I'm pretty good at this character. It's pretty seamless now.
Yeah,
in and out.
You went into it very quickly.
Todd, thank you so much for writing me into your play.
Well,
we're not going to talk about how he tortured his daughter.
Oh,
at all?
Yes. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
We almost got out of it. So, yeah, here's the thing is the Geneva Convention really has stringent definitions of torture. Mm-hmm. And I don't think what I did was torture her. Mm-hmm. I put her in a well-lit room. And I filled it with smoke, and I blasted.
You mean like fog, like fog machine?
No. I was smoking packs of cigarettes and filling the room up with the tobacco smoke.
And you, you're a lung cancer survivor.
Well, so far I'm a survivor. Who knows?
That's a pretty bleak outlook.
Well, you know, you don't smoke your whole life and then get cocky. So anyway, I filled the room with smoke, and as you said, everyone knows about this. But then I blasted for 10 hours straight the song Toxicity by System of a Down, full volume. And I think everyone's going to side with me on here. In a divorce, the child has to choose a parent.
Yes.
They have to choose which one they're siding with because things are going to get...
As quickly as possible.
Yes. And, you know, it looked like my daughter was leaning towards deciding on her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
And for me, that seems like the wrong decision. So I was
Because at the proceeding, she said, I'm living with mom. Please, 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 I'm living with mom.
Right.
God, those proceedings were real embarrassing for me.
They gave her a microphone, too.
Well, they gave her a microphone, and she ended up doing about a 10-minute roast on me.
And
well,
she's
got
details.
Really good deets. Yeah, absolutely. She's lived close to you. We heard some stuff about you that were deep psyche.
Yeah, my daughter.
Deep psyche.
My daughter's.
Most of it was about how you sit down when you pee, which was really killing.
Which is not true. I lay down.
You lay down and you make a puddle in the bathroom. She had photos, videos.
That's right. And so I don't think that's emasculating. Women sit down to pee. The fact that I lay down means I'm not like a woman.
Well, I get up as high as I can. You know about me.
You have a ladder in your bathroom.
You stand on top of the seat and pee straight down.
I sure do. I use that ladder that I used to cut down the state championship net with, and I pee high up.
You stole that net, didn't you?
I did.
You cut that net down after losing the state championship.
I did. And it took me a long time.
Competing in the state championship.
Yes.
Your team that season had zero wins, but you showed up at the state championship.
I rushed the floor when when the Fighting Bibles were accepting the state championship, and I cut down the net.
Now, Mr. Levis, mm-hmm. my hope is that when you are elected mayor, we'll loosen the terms of what torture is.
You're looking for more leniency, more torture availability.
Well, no, it's just you can't torture someone you love. It's impossible. And I love my daughter, and I was trying to help her. And I think that that is what's getting lost.
I don't understand why you were torturing her. Information about your play?
That's
you
right.
You have the script.
That's right. It doesn't make a ton of sense.
It does not.
But
what I was under the impression of was that you were trying to get information about your ex-wife's motivation for the divorce, is
that's
what
right.
I was expecting.
That would have made more sense, but
I see.
I wanted her, I tortured her, and I wanted her to read my play.
I see.
And tell me what's going on in it.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Because I am just stream of consciousness.
So you wanted her to be an acting coach for you, so you tortured her.
That's right.
And now, we are saying, yes, you tortured her. You're saying that.
I'm saying tortured by your definitions, mm-hmm. yes.
If I am to understand your philosophy, it's sort of like the way that farm owners can have their children work before they're 15. You can have your 12-year-old son work on your farm, even though it's illegal for people under the age of 15 to work. If they're family, it's not. The rules are a little more lenient. So you're
right.
saying
yeah.
you can't torture somebody if you love them.
And I think going a little further with that, it would be like if that farm owner had their kid read a play that they wrote
mm-hmm.
and then tell them what was in the play, but tortured the kid to read it. Yeah,
hard to see your own flaws sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's hard mm-hmm. to see when you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
which,
maybe,
Mr. Levis, you are up in the polls, right, despite the Anthony's Wiener scandal.
At the moment, yeah, it's looking. I have a 3-point
lead. You really let
lead.
The incumbent mayor have it in that debate.
That was a great debate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You screamed at her.
That was a great debate. You screamed at her, and she politely responded with good points, salient points, and you lost.
Right, and the her we're referring to is actually the mayor's wife.
Right.
Because our incumbent mayor is a man.
That's true.
But his wife.
You let his sweet wife have it.
Yeah, well, he demanded to debate his wife, and
his strategy
tore apart.
You demanded to debate his wife, that's right. And he tried to show up to the debate, but you made sure security would not allow him on site.
Right, what were you screaming? She doesn't need his strength, something like that.
Well, you heard it right.
That's rough.
She doesn't need his strength. You know, I know. See, I'm the kind of person who I believe that regardless of gender, everyone is equal in terms of their capacity to
That's
make
progressive,
a
progressive, good.
Right. I listen to women the same way I listen to men. Okay.
Right.
And everybody knows the mayor's points of view. Right. Everybody knows that. But if he dies, who becomes mayor? His wife. That's the way
That's
it works.
The
in
rule.
This.
That
so
is
progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
and
want
then
it,
if she dies, it's her.
It's
one
their
of her children.
Children. Yeah. It's sort of a. It's,
Again,
you
very
know,
progressive
the way.
City.
Yeah. The way it works in our city, it's sort of like a monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get her philosophies out there on the table. You know what I mean? And it's not my fault that she couldn't defend herself.
There was a while where there was a dachshund. Who was our mayor for about 6 years, about 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
the
whole family died in a plane crash.
Yeah, and their pet had to take over.
Thank God they left someone at home, huh?
Someone.
Thank God.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't want to travel with your pet.
Yeah, well, the town could have really gone under there, but thank God we had the wise leadership of Perry the dachshund.
That dachshund mm-hmm. was the first mayor to get us back into the black.
Absolutely.
We
were losing money hand over fist with all these humans.
Mm-hmm.
And the dachshund came in. And invested in Pets.com. This was 10 years ago after Pets.com had gone down, but a new one had.
Yeah.
Well, we all know the story.
Well, and you're going to have Sadie, the dachshund's son, as your running mate. Is that correct?
Yeah, and a lot
That's
of people
a huge gift.
A lot of people said it's a bad idea to have the runt dachshund be your running mate, but I said, you know what?
Oh.
That dachshund has had the hardest life of anybody.
Its intestines are outside of its
That's
body.
That's right. It has yeah. It has an inguinal hernia.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's going to make it through the campaign, but I love that you're dragging it around.
It's a symbol, though. It's a symbol.
That dachshund is the Bob Dole of dogs running for election.
It is. I think it's a symbol. You know, if that dog can fight each day, we can all fight each day. And that's the reason I think I'm ahead in the polls is I'm preaching a message of of continuing to fight to make our town better than today, when it was yesterday.
Well, I think a lot of your success is that you come from money and people are like that. People like someone rich. Yeah. And they like that you're willing to yell at anybody. I mean, politics is not about who's the best. It's about who's the richest and the loudest. And
Donald Trump, 2016.
Yeah, I think you're really doing that. And you're really showing this town that what we deserve to have is our mayor. And I, for one, am excited for all the new laws.
I also think because you're yelling and screaming, you're kind of the man of the people. You know what I mean? And their voices are so important. So
yeah,
important,
like,
to
not
all
only is this town filthy and horny, it is angry.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. A lot of people come through the school and they say, Mr. Levis, he's a pretty mild-mannered fella. How does he get up there on stage and just turn into this sort of dictatorial kind of, I've heard
you
comparisons.
You really flip a switch.
I do. And I've got a switch to flip. And I do.
Yeah.
And maybe that's from, the years of competition that were bred in my family.
Yeah.
And the years of sort of fighting against who I am to live a meager lifestyle. I did finally buy a new house. I got rid of the tiny house.
It is huge.
And it's what I would like to call, and what Guinness Book of World Records has decided, is the largest house in America.
Wow.
Thank you very
Guinness
much.
Guinness loves this town.
Yeah, Guinness, I sent, and you know the email you were sending things to?
Right.
It's the right one.
It is.
And is it true that while they were there measuring your house, you also won for stinkiest bathroom?
You won 3 or 4 Guinness Awards that day, didn't you?
Yeah. Stinkiest bathroom. Stinkiest bathroom was one. Shortest backyard grass was number 2.
And meanest to the Guinness employees.
Yes.
So they were there giving you awards and you were what, just screaming at them? Did you think
I said,
you were
it's
out
not
of debate?
Enough! One is not enough!
Jesus.
And they said, listen, those fat twins on bikes really gave it to us, but you're beating them on this one right now.
Yeah.
And so is it true now? This may be embarrassing. Is it true that you tried to also win Fattest Twins on Bikes and built a doll?
You built a bad papier-mâché doll of yourself.
I did. And a lot of people would say, wow, your artistic creativity is pretty incredible, Mr. Levis.
Who would say that?
A lot of people. If you'd have seen the process, I sat in my living room and I covered myself in paste. I sliced up a newspaper.
But we saw the live stream.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. You didn't hit any likes or anything like that on Facebook Live.
I caught it in the town square where it was up on the big screen.
No. Oh, that's good.
I saw it. I just didn't like it.
That's upsetting. I sat in my living room and created a paper mache version of myself to try to rival the Fattest Twins on bicycles.
And they found you out, or did you get it?
I was not big enough, is what they said.
Really?
Yeah,
you went through all that. And
you made it too small.
I made myself too small. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
We want to do a quick segment this week, everybody. We actually have had a suggestion box out on the front lawn of the school, trying to get suggestions of things we can do
better. Yeah, just a loose box laying out in the lawn.
With a little sign attached to it that says suggestions, comments, concerns.
It's a hole in the top and the bottom of the box, so it's been a while to actually get a suggestion to stick. We keep getting suggestions and finding them on other places.
It's more of a around. Tube.
Yeah. But this is a...
kids have been graffitiing on it. They call it the wind tunnel, so nothing's staying in that thing.
But luckily, we did have a few things wind up in there, and we're just going to take a moment to address these comments.
It does get very drafty in the suggestions
right the tunnel.
I went to put one in there and it was immediately whipped out.
Well, I can address that. I was asked to make it, and I made it out of one of those tornado money machines. I just cut the bottom out of one of those and said that'll do.
It's honestly the worst thing you could make a suggestion box out of.
Okay, wow.
Sorry. All right. I'm sorry, Todd.
It's made to shoot paper out of itself.
Okay. Be careful. You're getting cut from my play with that kind of talk.
All right. Well, anyway, this is a segment we're just going to call very simply the suggestion box.
Tube.
All right. So this segment is called Tube.
All right. Well, I got one right here. Here's one. This one is addressed to Lunch Lady Hart.
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh. And it says, Lunch Lady Hart, I've noticed lately there's been a lot of beard hairs in the pizza. Is there a way to not do that? And then it says, sincerely, a concerned pizza eater.
Well, I, as you guys know, my beard grows very quickly, and I don't have, you know, it's back at a stubble by the time lunch happens. So I do have to shave back there where we make the food.
Right.
And I honestly, I try to, you know, I try to blend the hairs into the pizza and really smash them down once they get in it. So I am trying.
Good. Yeah, that seems like a good enough answer for me.
Yeah, I think it's a good. Well, and, you know, if you wore one of those Costco beard nets, everyone would know you were a man.
Well, everybody
would. If you really don't like the hair in the pizza, this is a ridiculous question to me. If you really don't like the hair in the pizza, then wear a hairnet over your mouth when you eat it.
Wow.
That's right. So true.
No, that's a great solution.
Siphon the pizza through a hairnet. That's very good.
Also, I don't mean to cause any stink here, but...
Well, you are.
Yeah, it seems like you brought some of the bathroom.
Call me a stinky
you,
bathroom, you know. But this is what I'll say to this, okay? People are too freaking concerned with public health. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh. Like it's in this day and age, like medicine is enough. All right, we got plenty of good medicine.
That's true.
A little Live hair, whatever weird disease you're going to get from eating a man's hair, you're going to be able to cure simply by just going to the dang-om doctor, okay?
Yeah.
So don't complain about eating hair, y'all. You're lucky you even have food. You know, there's people around this world who haven't had dinner.
All right, someone's on their political soapbox.
This was a huge part of the date. Yeah. His debate.
Everybody deserved dinner.
That did kind of feel like
I honestly don't know how you quantified this information, how you found so many people that don't have dinner.
Yeah. I sent out an email blast to all of our constituents, everyone here, and said, ask all your family who ate dinner tonight.
And then they got a bunch of people, and I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, what other suggestions do we have?
I got one here. I got one. This one is for Todd Padre. It says, Todd.
That's me.
Anonymous tip. Interesting. I think I've seen the Wemberleys in the creek. Also, did you know that they've been chipped?
Chipped.
The local vet has their location
okay.
for a price.
Well, as you all
Signed
know.
Signed Anonymous.
As you all know, I'm producing a documentary called Finding the Wemberleys about so the twins of the Wemberley family that supposedly died in my theater class. And I think they faked their deaths, and recently more twins from the family have died. I think they're all faking their deaths. And this is a hot tip. So the Wemberleys are chipped like a dog, and all I got to do is go to the vet. This is good. I'm going to get my director in there. I'm going to get a camera, and I'm going to go in. Where did they say? The quarry?
They said they've been seen in the creek.
Okay. Well, time to get my floaties on, and I'm going to go in there and find those. This is a hot lead.
Yeah, and that creek's pretty shallow. I don't think you need floaties.
Well, we'll see. If I have to pee in there, I got something to hold me up while I'm laying down.
Smart.
Good
Smart.
Luck with
All
that.
All right, what's another one?
I got one.
Hey, if anybody else, let's keep using suggestion tube for hot tips on finding the Wemberleys. I think that's very helpful for me. And also any tips on how to get my wife back, let's go ahead and throw those in the tube, too. Thank you very much.
I got one here. It's for you, Mr. Weatherman. Says, Mr. Weatherman crashed a limo into my restaurant, just left it there. Can you tell him to call me? And then it has a number.
No, don't tell me. Just let's not deal with
you
it.
You got your ears covered.
Sorry.
I wish I had more information here. I wish I knew which restaurant it was. We could maybe help a little bit more.
And all right. I know I just said, you know, put some direct help for me, which is not a suggestion, but that's not a damn suggestion.
I'm saying
right now, don't just tell me what you want me to do.
The suggestion is they want me to call them and apologize?
I believe that the suggestion would be, can you come get the limousine that you left crashed into their restaurant out of their restaurant?
Okay, don't they want business? Do they not want business? There's already a limo there. Now we're just waiting for the date.
It did cause a bit. There was a lot of news coverage on this crash, and
it gave
the owners of the restaurant a lot of sympathy. So.
Thank you. What is it? Is this the Sbarro? Sbarro on 12th?
What's the phone number?
I can't say it out loud.
Or is this the Fuddruckers on 13th?
Based on the number, I think it might be the Fuddruckers.
Was it the Ruddfuckers?
The Ruddfuckers,
right.
I love that themed restaurant all about hating Paul Rudd and his family. that restaurant is
it's
fun.
It's so specifically themed, but it's very fun. I like when you fart on the clueless Elvis poster.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
What a great activity to do at a restaurant. It's like Cracker Barrel's little peg game, except theirs is fart on Paul Rudd's
face.
Hold
on, what have you been doing at Cracker Barrel?
I've been playing the little peg game where you try to get one peg left.
And what? That's when the oldest waitress in the restaurant pegs you in the bathroom?
If that's what you've been doing, you can go ahead and go for it.
That's what I play. And I'm always an ignoramus.
That's right. Afterwards, they give you a rating for how good you were at getting pegged. And if you...
You always get pegged very poorly. Is that what you're saying?
You get pegged poorly like an ignoramus. And then you come back and you got to stand for the rest of the meal while you eat your cornbread.
Because that's all I order there.
That's the worst part.
All right. So if it is the Rudd fuckers, we love your business, but we're not going to call you and apologize. And Weatherman's not going to come get us.
Yeah. I don't have a phone.
I have a suggestion here. It says, Mr. Levis, in your biology class, could you stop showing us body parts of yours when you talk about them in the textbook?
Oh, come on.
What do I mean?
You're doing that?
Of course. I mean, yes. Which body parts do they have a problem with? I mean, I show them everything.
I'm guessing dick and butthole.
It says here, these are bullet points. Your dick, your butthole, that's it.
Would they rather see a picture of just some random person? I'm going to show them a picture of a dick and a butthole when I talk about it.
I don't think they want to see a picture either. I think they want to see maybe just like a
diagram give them a mirror?
In a textbook.
Should I give them a mirror and let them look at their own dicks and buttholes? Huh?
I'm sure they've seen them.
Now, we all know this is non-sexual because it's public information that you can't get aroused anymore. But I still think you should know how this could be perceived, that you're showing kids your body parts like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm all about breaking down boundaries, but if my lovely daughter was in that class, I would be real peeved that she had to look at your D or your B hole.
Even knowing that I can't get sexually aroused anymore, that I had my libido chemically killed.
Even knowing that. That's right. And I think that you
are
did
you
the
still
right.
drinking that cocktail?
Of course I am.
That's the right thing because you sent too many pictures of Anthony's wiener to too many young women.
It's the only way that I can stay sane.
What is?
Huh?
Getting drinking rid of a chemical cocktail that gets rid of his libido.
Yeah.
He had to do it. It was part of his campaign manager's idea.
My campaign manager said, listen, you can't be all horny.
Your libido made you insane.
Yeah. He said you can't be all horny. You know how many people in this town saw a picture of Anthony's wiener?
You sent them to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You were during a basketball game this past week doing what the students were calling the dirty dog out in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
That was filthy. It was you on your stomach. It was called the crybaby. You later did the dirty dog. It started out with the crybaby. It was you sucking your thumb, going wang, and then just kind of humping the ground.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that one bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I've offended anyone, but it sounds like people like my point of view around here. I'm up 3 points in the polls, and that's more than the margin of error. So what I'll say is
the good thing is everybody was distracted from your crybaby because we won the first basketball game of the season, coached by yours truly.
Well.
But you were absent that night, right?
Well.
For most of the game, you were not courtside.
Well, no. I was the coach that took over.
Your alter ego took over, right?
That's correct. Bethany took over halfway through the game because the coach got sick, and we won unbelievably. We won by 60 points being coached by me as a woman.
You as a woman is a great coach.
Thank you. Yeah, I was hoisted out of there on everyone's shoulders. It was a real highlight. My wig came off. Everybody said, "What's that?" And I said, "Nothing," and put it back on.
Well, that's great. That's really, truly great. And now I think it's time for us to introduce our guest for today. We're glad to have a parent on the show today, everybody. A new perspective. We haven't had the perspective of a parent in a long so today we'd love to take a moment to welcome a parent of one of our students, Mrs. Marla Neuvering. Marla, how are
you? Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, boys.
Big 7-Eleven cup. full.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got my salty greyhound.
And what is that?
Oh, it's, let's see, we got vodka, we got Epsom salt, it's a little drop of grapefruit juice, and my secret ingredient, a little touch of saline solution.
Okay, so more salt.
More salt.
I love
so
salt.
So salty vodka.
I got news for you. Salt makes me tick. You know what I mean?
So you are, your intention is to completely dehydrate yourself while you're having a drink.
Well, yeah,
you
I think if I drink a lot of salt, then that makes it allowed to drink more. Do you know what I mean? And what else is fun?
Now, Marla... I recognize you now, seeing you. When I saw the name, I thought, I don't know this person's name. Yeah. We kind of all know you on campus, and I hope this isn't offensive to you.
No, nothing is it. Guess what? Life's too short.
That's a great attitude, because we all know you as Drunk Mom on campus.
Okay, fun mom.
Well, Drunk Mom, yeah.
Well, fun drunk, right? I don't get sad. Sometimes, but I'm only by myself.
A lot of times.
But I'm only alone when I get sad. When I'm in public drunk, I'm having fun.
That's right. You like to throw a lot of parties.
Oh, I love a party. Because, you know, my husband just let me redo the kitchen. And
let
so now
you? He let you?
Well, you know what I mean. You know how it goes in the marriage, you know.
I don't, unfortunately.
I have sex with him once a year, and he lets me remodel something. Isn't that fun?
Kind of a one-for-one trade.
I don't understand numbers.
Well, okay.
Okay, so anyway, I remodeled, what are those called? An open floor plan. Floor plan kitchen for parties.
And what you did was you took everything out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you just made it a big bar.
Yeah, it's a bar with one toaster oven. Because I gotta have my pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you are just a ball of fun. You're a blast to have around.
I'm a big ball of fun. I just call my husband one big ball because he only has one ball. Did you know
that?
Oh, wow. Did know
that. I got news for you. My husband has one ball.
Okay. Well,
that's why. Yeah. Huh?
No, go ahead. That's why.
That's why I only look at it once a year.
Now, you're kind of famous for telling some pretty deep family secrets to anybody on campus.
Oh, give me one salty greyhound, and I'll tell you all. It's a secret revealed.
Well, you have the most children at this school, correct?
Yeah. I have 18 children. Then I have 7 NuvaRings currently wedged inside of my cervix, but none of them work.
Your last name is NuvaRing as well. Did you decide to change your last name?
Yeah. You started that, correct?
Well, guilty.
It's not an accusation.
Okay, well, you know, it's funny, though, when I say guilty. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, okay.
You know, it's funny.
Sorry, I missed the joke on
that
one.
Yeah, that was fine. Okay, that's fine. I have more, if you want to hear them.
What's your favorite joke? So you know, guilty, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good, right? Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So if I were to say to you, hey, how you doing? What's your favorite joke back?
Two sheets to the wind.
Oh, okay.
Do you get it?
Now, to me, a joke is something with a setup and a punchline. It seems like you more just say whatever
like
after
phrase.
Someone asks you a question. Yeah, catchphrase.
Well, I got news for you. There's no way I'm going to do what you want.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
I don't think I got it, but it was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no.
He's the nice one, I think.
Oh. Do you? Yeah, yeah. So what are you driving these days?
See, I got my Prius, you know, but I don't drive it because I like to waste gasoline.
You do.
These days,
I've seen you pouring it out in your front yard just on the lawn.
Big time. These days, I'm riding around on the back of my kid, Juan Carlos.
Wow. Wow,
now,
that's cool.
He was named after The Bachelor, correct?
Yes, you know I love The Bachelor. Bachelor.
What year was that? Did that come out?
2008.
So you ride around on your 8-year-old son's back?
Oh, you mean what year did he come out?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I have
but
so
that's
many.
So crazy. So you ride around on your son's back. You have so many vehicles at your house just constantly running to burn gas.
Yeah.
You could use any of these vehicles. I saw you have a boat out in front of your house just running on land.
Oh, I have one boat and it's always on. And I also have 7 horses. And
that's
one
right.
very big dog. What are those called? Those hairy big dogs?
No, Beethoven. You have a bear.
Oh, that's why you tried to scrape my face off.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, my daughter.
I saw you walking your bear the other day. That's a horrifying
yeah.
sight in town.
Well, it's funny.
So you know it's a bear.
Well, you told me just now.
Okay, so
it's funny. It's funny to you if it was just a big dog, but now
yeah.
it's even funnier.
And that sometimes that bear punches my daughter Lavithi in the face.
Who?
Now Lavithi was after the Bachelorette,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, the teacher.
So. I wish I knew more about that show.
I wish I could tell you, but I fall asleep most times.
So you have 18 kids. You're very active in the school. You've obviously
yeah.
been around many times. You know most of the teachers, you know.
Yeah,
you've campaigned to be the president of the PTA
yeah.
every year for the past 10 years.
Oh, well, I think that the PTA could use a little fun and charm. And I have both.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think PTA meetings are pretty dry, which is why parents don't want to get involved.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up because,
You did run a PTA meeting once. They let you run it. And most of it was just you cooking bacon-wrapped hot dogs in one of those things outside of a club
and
type of thing.
And did you hear any complaints?
Yes. The
Yeah, it was on the news. That place burnt down.
Well,
you burnt down the common room here at the school.
Well, you can't believe anything you read.
We saw it, though.
You can't believe anything you see. And what the only thing you can believe? Me.
Oh, well,
I made bacon wrapped hot dogs. I made bacon wrapped crescent rolls. Do you know those?
Yeah.
I wrapped my, this was fun. I wrapped my head in bacon and I tried to put it in the oven. And everyone's going, no, please.
Yeah. Well, after the bear attack and also that
yeah.
you baked your head.
My face is very scraped up.
I was going to say you're beautiful. I mean, if you had ever needed a rose.
Oh, Sam.
I just felt the thing here. I don't know.
Oh, marry
Sam's
me.
Sam's eating a piece of bacon off of the back of her neck.
Yeah.
This actually doesn't taste very good. It tastes pretty raw still.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I've had myself wrapped up for 7 days.
Yeah. I mean, you smell delicious.
Is that a biblical thing or?
7 days?
Wrapping yourself up for 7 days.
Oh, no. I don't read the Bible.
Oh.
I read one Bible one time.
What
oh,
do
so
you
do?
What kind of do? You, are you a literature buff?
You don't read the Bible, but you read a Bible.
I read
front
a Bible one time in a hotel room in Wisconsin. It wasn't Wisconsin. I was in Napa Valley.
Very can I ask you a question?
I was on a diet. Yeah.
Did that Bible just have a lot of suggestions for what to eat in the neighborhood? And,
yes.
Okay.
It did.
That wasn't the Bible.
And it gave me the Wi-Fi password. And. Well, that's all I can remember. I think it did have some very pretty pictures of the bathroom.
Is it a house manual?
My husband is handicapped, so we have to get the big room when we go to a hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ah. Mm.
Well, that's nice. You get the big room.
Yeah, but, you know.
Were you mad when Mr. Levis tipped your husband over at the basketball game?
No. Mad? I wish you would have killed him.
Hey,
I don't want him anymore.
I'll take you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got two limos outside. Neither one have the keys to.
A limo? Tell me something. Is there popcorn in that limo?
Oh, absolutely. Bring your own tub.
Then I consider me popped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I usually don't get this kind of response from women. Not at all.
Well, you got to get out more, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been staying in a lot lately.
You know where you should go, TGI Fridays.
These two are getting very close to each other.
Well, hey, come on. Hey, guys, come on.
Oh my God.
They're still very close. They're not touching lips, but they're very close.
They're very close. They're making kissing sounds at each other. She's eating some bacon off of her neck.
They're turned back to back now. And they're just both eating.
Now they're squatting down, using each other's back as...
Scratch it.
Oh, boy. That's satisfying.
Does anybody have a cigarette?
Oh, was this sex?
I think I'm pregnant. I think I and I know my hormones.
I'm pregnant with emotion right now. I've never been so in love.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. We're trying to keep a podcast going, and some of us are sad and single and don't want to watch this. So.
Who's single here? Who of you is single? Because I don't believe it.
I am single, unfortunately. I think we all are.
You're single. You're single, but you're dating.
I am dating. Yeah, I am currently in love with Mr. Cravey's alter ego, Miss Lunch Bethany. Lady Hart.
Yeah. And you're still dating your ex-wife
alter
as well.
Alter ego?
Right?
Well, yes.
I thought that was a different person.
No. I'm Bill. I'm just dressed as a woman. I'm now the basketball coach here as Bethany Hart. I'm the Lunch Lady / basketball coach.
Great wig work.
Thank you.
Will you lend one to my bear? I want to trick people.
Into what?
Thinking... He is a she.
Oh, please, God.
So just thinking, you want to put a human wig on a male bear so people think it's a female bear.
Yes!
I don't think you could just tell them it's a female bear. A lot of people are not familiar with bear genitalia.
Yeah, and I'll check.
Well, I
have a question for you, Miss Newbering.
Yeah. Ask away. I'm an open book.
How did you get your bear?
Yeah. Oh, well, I went. Do you want the long or the short story?
Short. Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
here we go.
They're even further apart now.
Come here. Come over here.
And stay away from the futon.
Okay. They're spit on the ground.
They're spitting on the ground. Now they're making fart noises at a picture of a baby.
I came.
Oh, my
God. And I do not. I cannot
thank
wait
you.
To.
Thank you.
Okay.
So anyway, I went to the circus. There's a bear. He's so funny. They put a little tutu on him. I don't remember. This was what 8 years ago.
And none of this point. Did you think this must be a real bear? You thought it was a large dog in a tutu.
Well, yeah.
So for 8 or 10 years, you've thought you've had a large dog.
Well, you know, big animal equals big animal.
What do you feed the bear?
Pretty much my daughter's hair.
Pretty much. And that's sustainable for the bear.
Well,
what do you think? Now, I've seen your daughter's hair, and she's a young girl covered in steaks.
Yeah.
That's what I would describe her as.
She was famously the first woman to ever have a steak hair implant. Is that right?
Yes. And I am proud of that. We went to Dr. Beef. We went straight down to Dr. Beef.
I've seen commercials for Dr. Beef, and to me, that seems like a restaurant. The commercials are for a restaurant.
Yes, but he does back alley implants, hair plugs.
Yeah.
It's definitely a restaurant.
It's a restaurant for your
pet. If it's a restaurant, then how come my daughter has steak sewed into her scalp?
Well,
I don't appreciate that.
I think she's got you there, Lewis.
She does have me. Yeah, me.
This is why you're single.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa. This is contemptuous here.
Why? Why? Specifically.
Because you're talking trash, pardon my slang, about my daughter's steak hair implants, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh,
she's beautiful.
On.
She's a little chunky, but she's beautiful.
Why did you give that qualifier?
What?
She's a little chunky.
Yeah, she's a little chunky. What do you mean qualified?
Don't say that about your daughter.
Well, she is.
If anything, she's a lot chunky.
She's a little chunk muffin. She's my little
sister. She's in your theater class. Is that correct, Todd?
That's right. And she is one of the most tortured souls of them all in there. I mean, she could write a good play one day.
Ooh, I hope it's about me.
Well, if it is true to her life, I think it can be powerful. But I have her doing some stuff in my production. I have a restaurant scene, and I think I'm going to have her play the steak in it.
Kidding. That's
she's
good.
The I recently at practice yesterday, I made her the
rehearsal?
Center. No, oh, I'm sorry. She's also on the basketball team. I made her the center because she's frightening for a lot of our opponents with the steak
with
hair
the steak
and the chunk.
Yeah.
I will say, when she plays, those boys on the side that have to mop up sweat, they really have to mop because that's like a greasy steak on the ground.
It
they're
is.
Really
and
mopping
it's
up
raw.
The sweat.
It's a rare steak.
Some of those steaks in her hair have looked like they were maybe you were in a pinch and you cut you browned them and ate a little bit of them.
Well, I'm supposed to be on a diet.
Supposed to.
But I get hungry sometimes, and she's got steak hair, and my other son has underarm.
Fries?
Yes. You've seen them. And sometimes I want steak frites, you know, like France. Ooh la la.
Hey, yeah, he has French fries. He had his armpit hair replaced with French fries.
By Mr. Beef,
great
right?
idea.
But, Dr. Beef,
oh,
Dr.
not Mr. Beef, Mr. Fries.
You know, I'll tell you this. Your kids, especially your
not
son.
Doctor. Mr.
All right, so
Mr.
there is
Fry.
A Dr. Beef.
And he's very, very
he
like,
lives.
Pushy
well,
about
he
that.
Lives in the kitchen at Arby's.
He lives there?
Yeah. I get hungry, so I'm supposed to be losing 85 pounds, but I get
hungry. You can't weigh over 110.
I don't, but I need to be disappear.
You're trying to get down to 25
pounds?
What do you mean you're trying to disappear?
What is your goal weight?
Is that what you've maybe heard some people in this town do to disappear? They just lose so much weight,
that's what those twins did. They lost so much weight, they
wait,
disappeared.
Hold on, what?
They lost so much weight, they disappeared.
The Wimberleys?
And you know that for a fact?
Yeah, those little twins.
I thought they died in Todd's theater class.
I don't know, but guess what? I'm glad they're gone because they punched my daughter right in the face.
Well,
Beef daughter?
I'll just say wherever they are, they're causing a lot of damage to the world. And a lot of people's reputations. Stupid.
You're a blast. I mean,
thank
you're just
you.
So fun.
You
you're
guys are holding
so
hands, interlocked fingers over there.
Bright, you know what I mean?
He's sitting down behind a piano and sort of doing
James Blake.
Yeah, kind of a James Blake song.
She came from somewhere.
Oh, sing that song. Sing
no,
that
no, not James Blake. Michael McDonald?
He's doing Michael McDonald.
And
she's
harmonizing.
Thank you.
This is as good as Thank the Doobie you. Brothers show I saw at the State Fair last year.
Ooh, wow. Doobie Brothers.
That State Fair was legendary.
I was at that show. That was a good show. Blackwater was just, whew.
It was great. I mean, they forgot most of the words to it.
They did.
But
and somebody
they
said, what is it, Blue Water? This Blue Water on three. One, two, three. And then they said, stop. No, it's not that. What is this song called? And then they said, 25 to 6 to 4? No, we just played that. Eventually they
so
got
it was
on the
a bad
page.
Show. It was not a good
I mean,
show.
I enjoyed the confusion.
Unique. It's unique for sure.
It's very real.
I don't listen to that kind of music. I only see Menopause the Musical. Do you do that in your class? That'd be fun.
We don't do that.
You for should.
Me, for me, musicals are a little unfun.
What? Those are so fun. Hot in the name of menopause.
That's one of the songs?
Before you menopause.
That's one of the songs.
That's the song.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we will do it, because that sounds like a good parody
that's
right
fun.
There.
Yeah, that's fun. And we all all get it.
I want to take this opportunity. You know, we as teachers often have to interface with parents. You know, we have parent-teacher conferences
often,
and stuff like that.
I would
often.
Say very often.
I mean, at least once a week I've got a parent coming in to complain about something.
I'd love to throw some water in their faces.
Parent came in to complain the other day once I had gotten out of my outfit and I had to quickly shove my face into a pie. And she just let me have it about
about mustache hairs in the chicken wings.
That's right.
Get a hairnet. Oh.
But you bought it with the pie on your face, which was good.
Yes. Ciabatta with the pie on your face?
Ciabatta, she bought it with the pie in her face.
What I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to ask you, Ms. Neuvering.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything as a parent that you would like to see changed or done differently in this high school?
Oh, I want more decorations in the hallways, number one.
You
want
to deck the halls.
Exactly. But with no Christmas stuff because I'm a Jew. So I don't appreciate.
What do you want in the hallways?
I want, you know, those little, you know, you go down to Mexico City and they have those little streamers.
It's like paper decorations.
Yeah, like
little,
that.
They and look then like maybe little napkins.
Some, you know, little mini fridges where you can have some snacks or a bottle of Heineken or something
one
like bottle. That.
This is a high school. I don't know if we can put alcohol in the hallways.
Well, I think that would be fun.
So you want holiday decorations that are one opened bottle of Heineken,
yeah.
some paper, and mini fridges.
I think that'd be fun. And I also want easier drop-offs.
That is a complaint we hear a lot at the school because we actually don't. There's no gate.
Right.
There's no gate.
Because I'm riding in on my bear. And there's not enough room to turn around.
Well,
and sometimes that bear gets a little wild, and I'd
sometimes
like some extra room.
That bear's always wild at the drop-off line.
I mean, if you want me to take my llama, I can, but the llama likes to stay home in the bath.
And you're, of course, referring to that other bear you have?
Its name is Llama.
Yeah.
Very different temperament, that bear. It's a much more relaxed and chill bear.
We make that bear eat cans.
I'd like to get your opinion on something. We got prom coming up. All the students seem pretty excited about it, unfortunately, because I'd love them all to go to my play. Do you have any prom advice for these kids based on your prom experience? Or you've had some of your 18 kids have graduated already.
Don't go with a gay.
Unless, of course, you are a gay.
I guess.
And is
okay,
that based,
okay.
Is that based off of something that happened to you?
Well, I went with a gay, and, you know, we, you know, did not have a lot of fun.
Was this just a friend of yours, or did you think you were in love with him? Or?
Well, I thought he was a straight, and unbeknownst to me, halfway into the blowjob... Oh, can I say that?
Yeah,
I
can.
Love how sure. Frank you
I'm
are.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Well, I realized I was just eating a hot dog that he was feeding to me.
And you were eating it.
Yeah.
So he thought that when he could fool you by when you went down on him, he could quickly put next to his penis a hot dog. And let me ask you this.
Man,
was it in
you.
The bun with relish and mustard and ketchup? Or
yeah.
Was it just a loose dog?
No, it was in the full bun.
Okay.
And there was
that's
some mayonnaise on it, and what do I know?
A mayonnaise-y.
I had only eaten two hot dogs in my life.
So at what point did you say, oh, I'm not giving a blowjob, I'm eating a hot dog?
Well, probably when I was done eating it.
Oh, okay. So you do, when you are giving blowjobs, eat the penis.
Yes.
Is that true? Because you didn't notice till the end that
it was...
Well,
here's the thing, and forgive me, but I don't always eat, but I do always chew.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that guy, because I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Jeff... Don's.
Yeah, Jeff Don's.
He's married to a woman now. I think.
Gay as all
no,
get out.
I think he just went to prom with you and heard you eat penises.
Oh my
and,
God.
And tried to. He was interested in you, but he was like, I can't have her eat my penis. I'll see what happens.
Yeah,
and
have a lot of guys come out to you right as you were about to give them a blowjob?
At least 25.
Okay. So as soon as you start chewing on a man's penis, they say, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, and they run off?
Yeah, or. You know, they turn on some Barbra Streisand, and that's okay because I like it too.
Well,
I don't know if these men are gay.
If you go to the prom, don't do that. And then also, my other tip would be take a buddy.
Okay.
Instead of going on a date, or you're saying in addition to your date?
In addition.
Okay.
The buddy could be the mom.
Oh.
Not saying anything, but I would love to go to the prom.
You've been to the prom every year as a buddy, is that correct?
Yes.
What was your favorite theme?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
That was
which was heavily pushed by you.
That's right. That was 2 years ago, RuPaul's Drag Race. That was the prom that was shut down early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had all my wigs
on. You kept telling the students to sissy that walk and make them walk, and then you would make them lip sync for their life.
Yeah, and I was doing the Vogue.
But ultimately, like Drunk Mom said, it was shut down because she had all of her wigs on.
That's true.
It just too got too crazy. Wigs.
And I think they made
the
right decision.
All the kids wanted to try them on.
And you, at the year are at the prom every year are known to dance the dirtiest.
Yeah, I took a dirty dancing class back in '85.
The movie, right?
Yeah. I watched the movie and I took a class.
So you do that thing where you get lifted up?
Yeah, I do that thing.
You force a student to lift you up.
I do that thing where I just, they teach you to, you just rub your pussy.
Okay, so it is dirty. It's not the movie.
I'm not sure I understand what this class was.
You rub the pussy.
I rub the pussy on the floor.
Now that
on someone else.
The dance.
That's how you do it.
The dance class teacher, Mr. Ronald, publicly does not have a penis, and now I understand why.
Because I chewed it off.
Yes, that's what.
You know,
it
is good that he's class. So forward about that. It's good that he's such an advocate for those who don't.
Well,
have
Well, anytime you have any sort of erectile issue, you go public with it in this town, as you've heard from Mr. Levis.
Can I also ask why your husband only has one testicle? Was that always happening? Or?
No, did you have a taste it on for accident. Something?
You went for the dig and you missed
it. I thought
and got
it was a donut hole.
No.
That's disgusting.
We love food in this family.
Obviously. Well, I'll tell you what. The prom this year is set to be interesting, if nothing else. The theme, actually, I don't know if you've heard this, but the theme that was decided on by the students is it was written in. Still some sort of mystery campaign to get this written in, but the theme this year is going to be This is Gay, the same as our new mascot, which the mascot was just introduced at the basketball game this week.
Yeah.
And, hey, we won. Maybe this mascot is a change in direction.
It was the mascot. Yeah, was he's a beautiful 27-year-old gay man from a nearby city, and we pay him full salary to be the mascot.
Yeah, to come out to games and jump around.
We didn't ask a lot of questions. We just know he's from a nearby city, and we pay him.
He's such a positive portrayal of a gay man.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, you meet a lot of nice men when you just put on Craigslist looking for a man from a nearby town. Who is gay and attractive.
Right.
And what's he going to do at the prom? Just
He is not. The prom theme is just This is Gay. So we're still working on it. Miss Holloway, I think, is having a meeting this week with the prom committee to
he'll
try to figure
there,
it out.
Oh,
I hate Miss Holloway.
He'll be there giving fashion critiques, but also helping build tables. He really is not stereotypical at all. He can do everything.
Oh, he's a
that's
good
fun.
Stereotype, which
yes.
I think we need more of.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a lot of people out there.
If you guys want to do the prom in my house, you can.
We'll take that into account. We don't really plan the prom, and I think they're already doing it there. But that is
okay,
further
well,
from the school.
Okay, well, just a suggestion.
We'll ask Miss Holloway and see. Yeah, don't worry. We'll see. We're not saying no. We're just saying we'll see.
If you can lock up the bear and the llama bear.
No, I can't.
Okay,
no.
Then I'll say we'll probably won't do it.
They're dates to the prom.
They have dates?
They go as dates. They are
they
dating.
Go to prom
are
together.
They enrolled at the school?
Not yet.
You keep submitting them. I've seen the submissions.
Miss Holloway keeps saying, no, you can't have this happen here.
Well, she's in a coma right now, so you might sneak them in.
Maybe I can sneak them in.
Yeah.
I did say
they are having a meeting at her hospital bed with the prom committee this
they
week.
Are.
To,
well,
to
hey,
work
if they make
out.
It into prom, I tell you what, I, as a woman, will vote for them as prom king and queen. I for sure will.
And then I'll take this.
Not me.
I'll say this. Just in the future, the prom is, of course, coming up. Also, my mayoral election is coming up. I think as a general rule, as a society in this town, maybe let's all decide to not write in this is gay in yes. any of the upcoming elections. Absolutely. Prom king, queen, mayor, town hall, any of those things. Like, let's just say that that has run its course.
Yes.
We will commit to letting the prom be themed that is gay. But from now on, mm-hmm. let's limit our write-ins, if anything, to actual people.
And please, everybody, come to the region basketball game. We are going up against the Fighting Bibles, and we are looking to take that crown this year. And actual crown.
My son's in that team.
He is. Mm-hmm. Your son is a very good player.
He's the tall one.
And also,
oh, yeah. No, I know. He's the point guard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's, I don't know what it's called, but
yeah, he's
on
the point
it.
Guard. He's fantastic.
And if you are 18.
He's the hamburger mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are 18, please get out to the polls on Tuesday. The election is this Tuesday, and I will hopefully be hosting this podcast as your to be mayor.
I hope so.
If not, it's okay. We do have a great mayor, but I do believe I'd be better than him. And I think
remember crazy limos, guys. I'm just sitting around.
Ooh.
I'm available. Yeah.
Well, you're sitting around in neutral, rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got one outside.
Uh-oh. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Teacher's Lounge this week. We had a great time with Miss Maneuvering, and we'll be back next week. Thank you so much, and as always,
stay flippy.
Class is out, and the coffee's on. Pour me a cup of that joy. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge. Let's wrap it up and hit the road.